In this bulletin, a new month and a fresh push for vaccination in Sydney as the lockdown continues and COVID-19 cases rise. Meantime, Queensland authorities on high alert as a positive COVID case is detected outside the lockdown southeast areas of the state. And in sport, the Matildas are set to take on Sweden at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says 500,000 residents in New South Wales can be vaccinated against COVID-19 per week based on current rates. To secure the state's ticket to freedom, the Premier believes August will have to be a record month. Greater Sydney and surrounding regions are in lockdown until at least August 28, with the state reporting 449 locally acquired cases over the weekend as infections continue to spread across households, around workplaces and into aged care facilities.
And I'm calling upon the people of Greater Sydney, of Greater New South Wales, to come forward and get vaccinated. To get to the 70% target, we need 9.2 million jabs. To get to the 80% target, we need 10 million jabs. And we've been talking about this in New South Wales for some time. Pleasingly, in the last 24 hours, we had over 82,000 people get vaccinated in one day alone in New South Wales. Now, at that rate, we're vaccinating about 500,000 people per week, but we want to do more. We want to go faster.
Queensland Health is tracing the contacts of a Brisbane woman who made a return trip to Rockhampton while infectious with COVID-19. The woman flew to Rockhampton for work at 8:30 a.m. on July 28 on Qantas flight QF2362 and returned to Brisbane at 6:40 p.m. on July 30 on Qantas flight QF2365. It's believed she had been infectious since July 28 and the case was included among the 9 new locally acquired cases announced on Sunday, of which all were the Delta variant. The case means the Queensland outbreak has spread well beyond the state's southeast, where a 3-day lockdown is underway. The 9 cases announced yesterday are the highest number of daily infections in the past year in the state. Persistent community transmission in Greater Sydney and a lockdown in parts of Queensland have intensified calls for vaccination across Australia. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was among those who voiced their concern, saying lockdowns were concerning and an immense cost to the economy. Australia's vaccine coordinator, Lieutenant General John Frewen, has assured that expected vaccine supply will allow the vast majority to get vaccinated by the end of the year. He says current focus is on sectors which pose the highest risk of transmission.
One of my highest priorities right now is the aged care workers who've been slated as now a mandatory requirement for vaccination. So we've got a very comprehensive plan in place to make sure that they all have first dose vaccination by mid-September.
Last week, National Cabinet flagged the easing of restrictions and lockdowns once 70 to 80% of the population is vaccinated. Currently, just over 19% of Australians are fully inoculated. America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning of some difficulties in the future as coronavirus cases continue to rise if more Americans don't get vaccinated. Dr. Fauci says there's been a recent increase in Americans getting the shot, but coronavirus cases are rising, driven largely by the more infectious Delta variant, with only about 60% of Americans fully vaccinated. While Dr. Fauci doesn't foresee more lockdowns in the United States, he says with so many Americans still unvaccinated, the pandemic will continue to get worse.
In the breakthrough infections, they are mostly mild or without symptoms, whereas the unvaccinated, who have a much, much, much greater chance of getting infected in the first place, are the ones that are vulnerable to getting severe illness that might lead to hospitalization and in some cases, death.
Dr. Fauci says those who choose not to get vaccinated are impacting the rights of Americans, particularly prone to infection. To other news now, and Afghan government forces have struggled against Taliban assaults on several major cities on Sunday. Insurgents have stepped up a nationwide offensive, resulting in a key airport in the south come under rocket fire overnight. Hundreds of commandos have been deployed to the western city of Herat, while authorities in the southern city of Lashkargah called for more troops to rein in the assaults. Fighting has surged across the country since early May, when US-led foreign forces began a final withdrawal from Afghanistan. To sport now, and the Matildas will take centre stage at the Tokyo Olympics today when they face Sweden in a semi-final clash that's arguably the biggest game in their history. Australia's women's football team are in their final four of the Olympics or World Cup for the first time following their epic 4-3 quarterfinal win over Great Britain. They'll at least match the Ollie Roos' fourth place finish in 1992 and contend for a medal. Australia haven't beaten Sweden in 11 games, stretching back 24 years. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. Possible showers in 16 degrees. Adelaide showers developing 16 again. Melbourne mostly sunny and 16. Hobart partly cloudy 13. Canberra a shower or 2 and 15. Wollongong much the same and 19. Sydney a late shower or 2, 19. And Newcastle late showers and 20. Brisbane mostly sunny 27. Cairns mostly sunny 27 again. And Darwin much the same 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.